The shiur this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein Mishpacha, Mishpacha Rabbi Yitzchak, Ben Achava Shmuel Akayin Ol Shalom's Yartzai is Yud Zayin Shavat, and the Mishpacha Sheindul Bas Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Ol Shalom Shein, whose Yartzai was Chof Aleph Teves. Great Yishkoi after the Rosh Hashiva for sticking with us after a couple of times we had snowstorms and other things. Reminder, Eilim Lav Malkov, the shul is this Shabbos night, not this month, Shabbos, at Besoros Beis Yaakov, on the corner of Ocean Avenue, Avenue I.
Somebody who took me, he's looking for a parking space. I'm going to wait for a minute for him. This might be him. No?
It's not him?
No. After completing the Indian of our Chukas Mezikin, we're about to start the new Mikzaya, the Din of Cheskas Karkois, which is different than the Din of Cheskas Metaltulin. Again, I wanted to, before I begin, wanted to thank Rabbi Kaplowitz again for inviting me. This year invited me a few times. Finally made it. To be zeicha to many years of avatas teira, refuah shleima, gesund, it may have asked from Shana to keep on with the avodas hakodesh.
Amen.
The din of cheskes karkois we have here in the Mishnah. Cheskes habatim v'habayris v'ashichin v'amaris v'ashayvches amarchetzois beis habadim beis hashalchin avadim, all those things that are oisa peiris tadir. Our Mishnah holds that of those things that are constantly producing peiris, the share of the chazakah is shalosh shanim miyom liyom, 3 complete years miyom liyom. The Mishnah then goes on to say that according to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, let's say there are certain types of crops that are not ois and peiros tadir. It could be certain types of crops that they produce, gimel grab gimel chadashim berishayna, begimel ba'achrayna, shneim asar chaydish b'yemtza. That's by a soda beis habal. What we were saying before is all by a beis hashalchin, by a field that has to be constantly irrigated. But in a field that's a beis habal, where it only produces, let's say, one set of crops per year, then the chazakah is shalosh shanim ve'enam miyom liyom. It's not miyom liyom. Rabbi Shmuel says he could have 3 months for Rishayna, Gimel Bachrayna, Shnei Masar Chaydash B'Emtza, until the point where the Gemara in the Sefer says, and all this b'med varim amurim b'sada lovan, the Sada Elon, Kanas as Tvulasa, Mazak as Esa, Kanas as Kaitza, Rey Elo Gimel Shonim. Sometimes you can even have a Chazakah of 3 Achilas, even in 1 year. You can have a person that's Kanas as Tvulasa, and he could be Mazak as Esa, he could have a crop of olives, he could have a crop of dates or figs, and then, Rey Elo Gimel Shonim, you can have 3 years that are really Shleisha, Shehem Achas. It could really be all in 1 year where you have different sets and different crops of peiros. This is all the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, this Mishnah. According to the Rabbanin, there are no exceptions. According to the Rabbanin, which the Gemara will deal with later, the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is not that it's negotiable that we can have 3 achilas, but rather it's 3 achilas, there are 3 years, 3 complete years, and we'll have to see what the reason for the 3 complete years is. Gemara says a separate svara of klas shani mizdar inish mishtara, yeser miklas shani lo mizdar inish mishtara. And therefore, according to them, you always have to have 3 years there's no such thing as three achilas. According to Rabbi Yishmael, there's a new concept that's called three achilas. Three achilas are just as good as 3 years, as long as you're talking about a sort of beis habal. When you're talking about a beis hashalchan, which is oisa peristadir, then you need 3 years, three complete years, miyayim liyayim. Non-negotiable. It has to be 3 years. It has to be the 3 years that are miyayim liyayim, where it's oisa peristadir. You have to constantly be in the field. And if it happens to be by a sotah beis habal that's in lieu of the three complete years, so then you can have three achilas. Mar even brings him as cases of aspasta, where you can have a case of aspasta that produces a crop once a month. There, that's also called three achilas. That'll also constitute a legitimate chazaka of cheskes gemal shana. The Gemara starts off, and the Gemara says, where do we get this din of cheskes gemal shana from? According to Rabbi Yishmael, that is three achilas. So the Gemara says he learned it out from Shor HaMu'ud. Gemara learns it out from Shor HaMu'ud. Shamati mehol chayusha shayuaymrim. How do you know minayin lechazoke gimel shana mishor HaMu'ud? Ma Shor HaMu'ud kevin shenogach gimel negichas. It's nafak meilei mecheskes tam, and it's come becheskes mu'ud. Achinami kevin shaokla tlash shonim nafak lei mershus meicher v'kaimelon b'shus lekeach. There's a halacha that we learn out from Shor HaMu'ud. Before there was a cheskas tam, and now, after three times, it's negeyach three times, and it's come becheskas mu'ud. The Gemara then asks, what do you mean by Shor HaMu'ud? Until the fourth negicha, ad negicha revius, lo mechayev achinami, ad shna shona revius, lo kaima b'shusei, it shouldn't be kaim in the reshus of the malzik until the fourth year. And the Gemara says, "Achiyashta asa mechinagach shalish negiches. It's a mu'ud beidach kilo nagach. What should you pay if it wasn't? It was never just practically implemented. How are you going to pay nesek shalim without a negicha? Hacha kaven the akla tlas shani kaimala b'shusse. Here, as soon as it was out, it's not in his reshus for 3 years. So then, immediately, it's now kaim in the reshus of the magzik. It's out of the reshus of the marakame." And now it's Kayim of the Rishus of the Malzik. For Shteitzach, the din that we have here throughout this Perek will always be speaking where there was a Marakama. If there is no Marakama, then Avada, you can't stomp, somebody's in the Karka, and the Karka does not have a Marakama, of course you can't take the Karka away from him. I mean, the only reason to take the Karka away from him is only because there's a basis to say that the Karka belonged to somebody else that we know had it previously. We know that he was a Marakama, or we assume that he was a Marakama. How do we assume even that he was a Marakama? We assumed he was a Marakama because we had saw with the Karka even for one day. Could even be Darba Chad Yayma. That which we have 3 years is only because we knew before we had a right to assume that the Karka belonged to somebody else. We assumed that it belonged to somebody else because we saw him in the Karka. And when we assume that he was in the Karka, we don't have to have that the Marakama should have been there for 3 years. We don't need that to know for a fact, for sure, that it belonged to the Marakama at all. We saw him there one day. Stamazai, you see a person in Karka, you see it belongs to him. Now somebody else wants to say that it belongs to me because there was a transition in the bailus on the bailus that there was, instead of it belonging to the previous person, now it belongs to him. For that, you have to have 3 years. But the whole Perek is dealing only because there was a Marakama. It's an Zach over here that we see what you need to establish the Marakama, but the Rabbeinu Yonah and all the Rishonim say that even if it's Darba Chad Yayma on the part of the Marakama, that's enough to establish and for us to assume that he has the Maila of Marakama. Once he had the Maila of Marakama, then you have to have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim on the part of the Malzik. Maybe we should just add, even when it comes to a cheskas metalkalim, we see it's a very, very sadistic concept that we have here, the din of chazoke, but it's not only by cheskas karkos, we have really the same thing by cheskas metalkalim. For example, there are those metalkalim, a regular metalkalim, we have a cheskas goma shatachas yad adaram shalom. You see a person with metalkalin, you assume that it belongs to him. What about when it comes to Gaidris? You have a behemoth that walk in and out, you don't have control over them. Sometimes the behemoth does go wherever they want to go. And therefore, there is no cheskes kol mashatachas yadadon on mshaloh by Gaidris. For what? To break the marakama. But let's say it's not a question of breaking a marakama. Let's say on Gaidris there was no marakama. Gaidris, ain lehem chazaka. Let's say it's things that is the derech to lend them out. Dvarim asuyim lahashil lahaskir. We have the Gemara's here, the Gemara's in Shavuos, where we have Dvarim that are asuyim lahashil lahaskir. It's the derech to lend them out. It's the derech to let to, for people to borrow them. But there is no chazaka kol mashatachas yadadon on mshaloh. And therefore, if it would break to go keneged a marakama, to go keneged a marakama, you can't go keneged a marakama. Let's say you know someone had bailus on Gaidris. He assumed that he had bailus on Gaidris. Maybe he didn't even know that he had bailus on Gaidris. But you knew that he had the behemoth before. And now you see somebody else with the Gaidris. And he says, I bought them. What happens? He has to give it back. Because Gaidris ain't lam chazaka. No, he didn't have a chazaka. How do you know that the first guy had a chazaka? What's this? What's the first mayumehaimehai, manishtana, the first one, then the second one? You don't have an umdana that it belongs to the second one. There's no umdana that it belonged to the first one. Maybe he just walked into his. But if there's no reyesa in the bailus of the first one, because there was no evidence that it belonged to somebody else before him, no, somebody's in possession of Gaidris. Mandisle keva, also the beyasya. Mara says in Bavakam, you have a complaint. You go to the doctor, a person has something that hurts him. He goes to the doctor. Mandisle keva, also the beyasya. Therefore, if he has it, you assume that it's his. Now that you had a right to assume that it's his, and somebody else comes to say that the bailus changed, nope, he can't take it by Gaidris. For all other metalkalin, he could do it. By all of Dvar Masin, Lahashal, Lahaskir, things that is the derech to lend out, he doesn't have the chazak to come ashatachas yadadam shalom. You need a stronger chazak once it's established or once it's assumed that it belongs to somebody else. So the very principle that we have over here by Karka, the principle that we have here by Karka, we've found already by Metalklin also. By Dvar Masin, Lahashal, Lahaskir, by Gaidris, Sein Lem Chazak, and by karka, people just walk into the karka. You can't be, by karka, it's not the kind of thing that you put in your back pocket. Karka is not the kind of thing that you just can't appear that you have it. It's, you know, it's not that you have total control over the karka. And therefore, a difference far as in Rishayna, why by karka you don't have the cheskes kol mashatachas yadadonim shalom. I mean, a milkman comes and delivers milk. No, so how did he get into the karka? You see, it's going to come and say, it belongs to me. For shteitzach, he can't do that. This is there for people to go into other people's karkois. And it's no riot, it's not something that's tafus biyada like some Rishayim learn. And therefore, the klal is that there is no cheskes koma by a karka like we have by usual metaltalin, by dvarim that are not asayim lahashal lahaskir, by things that are not gaidris. And therefore, we have to have this special din of cheskes gimel shonim. The Gemara learns it out from Shar Mu'ud, and the Gemara then asks, if we see by Shar Mu'ud that the Din Nezek Shalem does not come until the fourth time, maybe you shouldn't have a Chazak until the fourth year. Shalom, what the Gemara meant. Shouldn't have a Chazak until the fourth year, but three times breaks the Chazak. What should happen after the third time? The Ritva says in the Ramban, Ritva says, maybe after 3 years, we learn out from Shar Mu'ud that it breaks the Chazaka. What happens after 3 years? It's true that maybe it doesn't belong to the Magzik of the Karka, but it shouldn't belong to the Marakama either. After all, it breaks. So what should you say? You should say Kol De'olam Gavar. According to the Ramban, according to the Ritva, you should say Kol De'olam Gavar. Nobody has a Chazaka. But here, in the din of Rabbi Yishmael, or the whole Chayusha that we learned out from Shar Mu'ud, we have here a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos against the other Rishayim, the Rambeinu Yaina, the Ritva, the Ramban, other Rishayim. Pashtus of Rashi is also mashma like that. And that is, according to Tosfos has a problem. Tosfos, Tema Lari, what kind of a kasha is this? The Gemara is asking that he shouldn't have the chazaka until the fourth time. Tosfos asks, the Maipar, what do we learn out from Shar Mu'ud? Mahasam, he's a hulzak nachan after three times. It's a hulzak, there's a chazaka which is established that this shard that went to was nageyach three times. It's a numdina, proves itself to be a vicious shard. It proved itself to be a wild, vicious shard. And therefore, hachidabi hulzak shaskin beset shalashonim beshalashonim. So here, from the fact that somebody let somebody else in the kaka for 3 years, and he did, there was no provocation to have him go and make a macha, it means that he allowed someone without any macha to be in his kaka for 3 years.
That is the provocation, though. He's being in his kaka.
No, but he has to respond to the provocation. He has to respond to the provocation. He didn't respond to any provocation. There was license for a provocation. He should, if he really had a reason, because he was the Marakama and he did not sell it, why didn't he respond to the provocation? It's an umdana clear from that. So Taisus says, from the Balchidami, Hulzik Shaskin Bishal Hashanah, because he didn't respond to the provocation. Him came, Bishal Hashanah Ve'elach, Kamalei Bishusay. So there, that's a haichacha. It's a raya from the fact that he was in the kaka for 3 years, challenging the Marakama, new comrade, Yamekamacha, if you have anything to say. And he didn't. So it's his. So it's what we're asking. What do you mean? Should wait till the fourth time? Wait till the fourth year? Tais says the whole din is gebait. On what? The whole thing itself is gebait on a cheska shaskin. Therefore, it's a hechachah from the fact that he went for 3 years, challenging him with this provocation, and he was there, and he was there without any macha. That itself proves. So what do you mean? Should wait till the fourth year? What do we see from Taisvis? We see from Taisvis. What did the whole chayusha hold? What's the lumdis of the whole chayusha? It's the din of chazaka, like we have. Taisus answers, the Gemara in Nahavamina did not know that it's based on a cheska shaskin. The Gemara thought, Islam's a din azah. He goes, Taisus says, the Amarib, Sahil Sobelai Taiman, so the Machad Ochiyal, the Gemara thinks that what's the limit from Shah Muad? That after three times, Nafatlei mechatzi nezik le nezik shalem. Achinami kevin shalom le shalay shanim ve le micha, Nafdalei mirshus mecha le shus lekeach. It goes out from the Rishus Meicha to the Rishus Lekeach, Avodat the Milso B'lai Taimahi. Even though it's a Milso B'lai Taimah, leaves it very vague. It's a Milso B'lai Taimah, it's not based on the lumdus of a Chazokah, of a Haichacha, of the Cheska Shaskin. Tais says it's a din azah that after three times, the din is by Sharamuad, the three times by Sharamuad, it goes out from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Sholem. Over here, there'll be a transition in the Bailus. It'll be nothing from the Rishus of the Marakame to the Rishus of the Matzik. That's what Taisvis says.
He needs Eidus for 3 years.
What? Avada, you need the Eidus for 3 years. Avada, you need the Eidus for 3 years. Without Eidus, you can't break the Keneg of the Marakame. Avada, you're going to need Eidus. Avada, you need Eidus for that. But Taisvis says that's all enough to have a mina. What is the maskana of how it works according to the whole chayusha? It works with a cheska shaska. According to the way Taisus learns, it's a din chazokis, cheskas gimel pamim, like you have all over. You have, for example, by a katlonis, right? And Isha has several husbands that died. So Isha is a katlonis. We have a machlekes in Yavamis, Rebbe, Reb Shem Ben Gamliel. What establishes a chazokah how many times? Is it two times? Is it three times? We have a case of a mishpacha, let's say, where Meso Echa Machmas Mila. So a person has two brothers that died Machmas Mila, and the shayla is whether he should do a Mila for him. So Rabbi holds he have two times that are chazokah. Shem Gamliel holds three times a chazokah. And one of the examples, we have that, we have katlonis, the Gemara has other examples in Yavamis. And according to the way Taisvis learns, this is really one of those times. We learn out from Shara Muad, when it comes to Dine Mominis, three times is a chazakah. Conceivably, according to Rebbe, he holds two times is a chazakah. Really, it should be two times. Must be Xeris HaKosuv, Azad Shaz and Rishayim and Yavamis. According to Rebbe, how he learns what's the Din Shara Muad. But Shara Muad, the basic principle of the Din Shara Muad, tells us that at least the Gabi these Dine Mominis, three times is a chazakah. Therefore, that's the limud of Cheskas Gemel Shon.
What does it mean,
Cheskas Shaskim? It means just, whenever we talk about the Chazakah, it means that it's not a coincidence that this person kept quiet when he saw somebody appropriating his karka. Somebody's appropriating his karka, he's being naig in the karka like a bailus, he's eating his peiris, and normally we would expect the real bailum to respond to such a provocation when somebody else is in his field going and eating the peiris. No, it can happen one time that he didn't say anything. Maybe it's a coincidence that it happened two times that he didn't respond to the provocation. It doesn't happen three times. Where it's so consistent, then it doesn't. It's, one time could be an aberration. Two could be an aberration. If it happens three times, that means there's a reason why he didn't respond. Take Meis Racham Achmas Mila. No, it can happen. It can happen. It doesn't have to. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but not every case is that. For example, you can have cases. Let's say a person will go and do an averus sheish ba malchus. What happens if he does it three times? It's kaiser as the keeper, and you let him die. Give him lechem tzar mayim lachatz, and you make him there. That's right. That's how he acts. That's what the person does. That's not stam in the nature of the person. That's only because what we want to know what he does. No worse than here. You have a tzar of a cheska shasta. But that's the Gemara makes the limu.
Does it have to be that we see them there? And this always bothers me because I thought it's true, but it bothers them. It has to be we see them here consecutively for 3 years, and that
yes, on. Yeah. And the reason is
how does that fit into provocation?
Because he knows that he's there.
Well, if I see him here for I have to see him night and day for 3 years.
Yes, and because the reason is because it's a chav.
If you see him there for 8 months out of the 3 years, for the first year and the second year and the third year, that also sounds like a provocation. How is that not a provocation? What do you need every second?
The units of time of three, that's up to Chazal to decide. No, you would ask, why 3 years? Why not 3 days?
No.
Why not 3 months?
3 years. On the consecutiveness of it. If it's a din of provocation, as Rav said,
well,
I understand something that you're there for 3 years. I keep seeing you there for 3 years.
It doesn't mean because he has to say you become aware that he's there for 3 years, because we know there's a chaver chaver chislei. He will always be reminded that he is there.
But I think is it true, and that's my impression too. You have to know that they're there consecutively without any interruption.
Yes. Yes.
Not even
yes.
No,
correct.
No, we shouldn't say yes to act like a bowel.
I'm not talking about right. I'm coming to bring out is the Gemara says, for example, by bottom. How do you know? You don't know. Maybe he went off. Maybe he took off. So tomorrow you have Shivavi. Gemara says the neighbors will know. Maybe there are Adam. Now, let's say nobody's there on a certain time. Let's say Gemara has cases. A chanusa de machusa. Gemara has a case. The stores are open day. Let's say he's magzik in a store for 3 years. The stores aren't open at night. Right? It doesn't have to be there every second by those. In the case where the tashmishim of it is not at night. It's still need 3 years. That's totally in the Rishonim. He still might have to have 3 years, which means 6 years. Places holds that, let's say you'll have a store that'll be magzik in for 3 years. You're still going to need three complete years, except it'll translate itself into 6 years. That's also, but he doesn't have to be there at night. But it's not night, it's not called the hefsek. So we're talking about cases where, well, whatever the amount of time that he is...
About the day of the vacation.
Pardon me?
The day for the owner to take a vacation.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's a case like Hanusa the Bechusa. Let's say a store is open today, it's not open at night. Let's say everybody takes a vacation. Comes at the end of January, everybody takes a vacation. Right? So that doesn't count. You can't expect people to be in a cold climate for a whole winter. Everybody has to have to go to Florida. How are you going to live in their life without going to Florida for a month, for a week? So that week will eliminate. Right? The Florida week will leave out. I'm only saying it as a joke. And halacha, I don't think that's going to make enough gemina. In the svara of it, it's conceivable. Let's say you'll have a case that nobody goes there. They're like the stores, nobody's open at night. That doesn't go into the cheshbon. Let's say everybody goes away in the last week of January. So you can't expect them to be there. He'll be there. That will not be included in the 3 years of the chazaka. That's the way Tosfos learns. Which means that it really has a shaychus with a din of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let's say two times as a chazaka. Two times as a chazaka. Maybe this din should change. There it is. Maybe Mominus is different. Because Shara Mu'ud says something else. Now you want to know. Now, maybe you could ask. And whether or not the chazaka that you have here is similar to the chazaka of Shara Mu'ud. What is Shara Mu'ud? Maybe it's Tali and a Machlaikis. But how Shara Mu'ud works, Rabbeinu Peretz with Amar Rutenberg, which we won't go into. If a line like Rashi, the Mashmos of the Rashis, the Lama Beis, and Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, they deal with Tosfos Kasha differently. They learn, we're not talking over here about a Cheska Shaskin. We're not talking because it's consistent that the person did not respond to the provocation. Therefore, it's a raya that it belongs to the mafzik. No, the way they're learning, the din of Shara Mu'ud says, there's a din, what is a Shara Mu'ud? Shara Mu'ud says, before the behemoth was Becheskas Tam. Behemoth is born, every behemoth is innocent until proven guilty. Every behemoth has a Cheskas Tam. The Becheskes, the assumption is that the behemoth is a certain way. When it consistently goes connected, that which we assume that it is, it climbs into another chazakah. The chazakah is nishtana, and it establishes for itself a different chazakah, a cheskas muad. And whenever we're talking about the din of a ishtanus of a chazakah, the transformation of a behemoth, of something coming from one state of chazakah to another state of chazakah. But we learn out from Shara Mu'ud that the chazakah changes after three times. We could have an assumption, the becheskas of a certain object, the becheskas of a field, the becheskas of a bailus, the assumption of what we assume something is established for what, however it's established, and in order for that particular subject to now climb into a different state, to a different chazakah, things have to happen three times in order for us to assume for it to have a different matzav of chazakah. What we learn out from Shara Mu'ud is three times establishes a chazakah to change it from the chazakah that we established for it before. And therefore over here there is a cheskas marakam. It's a halacha here in Cheskas Marakama. What is a Cheskas Marakama? The Cheskas Marakama is the chazakah that we assume that it belonged to us, to Reuven first. You want the chazakah that we assume to be nishtana, and we want to establish, instead of Reuven having the chazakah, we want Shimon to have the chazakah, then we need three indications in order to bring the karka to a different matzav of chazakah, that it should emerge from one chazakah to assume a whole different status, and therefore it'll have a different chazakah.
And what's the status? The status is because he was quiet. What changed?
Correct. But it's not that halacha of three times establishes a chazakah or two times establishes a chazakah. That then has nothing to do with chazakahs. That then has nothing to do, let's say a katlonis. We want to know whether what an isha is. Not that over there she emerges from a state of an isha that's not a katlonis to an isha that's a katlonis. It happens three times, and therefore it indicates what type of isha she is. Meisuecha machmas mila is not the halacha because it emerges from one chazakah to another chazakah. You want to know whether this child or whether this family is typical or it's an atypical family. If things happen three times, or maybe according to Rebbe, it happens two times, it's an indicator that this family is different, is not a usual, a normal family. And therefore, that's the shaila, two times a chazakah or three times a chazakah. That has nothing to do with how many times it takes for something to emerge from one chazakah to have a different din of chazakah. When it was becheskas marakama, you know that the Cheskas Marakama is nishtana. It's a din in shinui achazokis. It's a whole new matzav. It's a whole new concept here, according to them. It's a matzav. It's a nidain of shinui achazokis that before it was in one state of chazakah, and there's a shinui in the chazakah where things happen consistently three times. Let's say Rebbe, for example, who holds that two times is a chazakah. Rebbe would be very comfortable with this thing. Maybe two times establishes, brings a raya that an isha is a katlonis. Maybe two times establishes a meisalach machmasvila that this is what the nature of this family is. But you ask Rebbe, if somebody has a cheskes marakama, what does it take for it to climb out, to emerge from the cheskes marakama, and to be mounzik it with a new bailu, that the cheskes marakama should be lost? Rebbe says, it could be three times, that's the din of Shara Mu'ud.
But you're still only talking chazok.
Yeah.
You're talking about actual kinyan, to move it.
Oh, yeah, Avada, but we're talking chazokis in general. Chazokis, we're not talking about the din of Mu'ud. For example, the din, we're equating this to the chazokis that we have by Shara Mu'ud. Before it was becheskas tam, and now it becomes becheskas mu'ud. What we're learning over here is cheskas marakama is nishtana to somebody else who has a different cheskas. Not dafka because he's a muzik, because he has goes to the malzik. If you come up with something else in mominus, that it won't be a shayla of the hilchus muzokis of mominus, would also be the same thing. It's halacha in hilchus nishtanus of something coming from one matzav of a chazaka to another matzav of chazaka. That's really what would come out. Rebbe would be able to learn this too, even though Rebbe holds by a katlonis or by Esamach Masvila. Two times it's a chazaka. Rashi on Amid Beis constantly says, repeatedly, Rashi on Amid Beis says, Teyavi chazaka da omer tshala shanim mafki le mershus meicher. Then Rashi says, Umukila mershus v'armina di omakushlo gerikama av oblotayna mechakana. And then Rashi says again, because what happens, we go and we take it out from one chazaka to another. That's what we learn out from Shara Mu'ud. It emerges from one chazaka to another one. Then he brings, do me the Shara Mu'ud. Where he is also, he says it several times over here. Rashi keeps saying over here, it comes out from one chazaka and you're now being maimed in another chazaka. Therefore, so now, according to them, what was the Gemara's kasha when the Gemara asked? El Meyata, what happens? They shouldn't have it until the fourth time? According to them, Taisvis had the kasha. What do you do the fourth time? It's Mecheska Shasa that proved what it was. According to them, it doesn't prove anything. The Tahalacha Adin Azah and taking it from one chazaka and establishing it in another chazaka. Okay? You establish the other chazaka. What does it take until the fourth time happens? When is it relevant? The halacha of the fourth time, of the new chazaka of Mecheska Shmuad by Shara Mu'ud. When it's the Geach on the fourth time. Let's say after three times, it was paka from it, the chazaka, it's no longer a tam. No longer a tam. At what point is it relevant, the halachas of a mu'ud? When does it go into the halachas of mu'ud? By the fourth time. So over here, the only thing we have arrived from Shara Mu'ud is that it's paka, the chazaka, the din tamus. Over here also, it'll be paka, the matzav of cheskes marakam. This doesn't mean that it goes to the malzik yet. No, what'll happen until the fourth year comes? You should say called the Olam Gofa. Quite to them. You should say quite to them. You'll say called the Olam Gofa. It's all different musik, huh?
And the Ritva
says it like that. That's how the Ritva says it. The Ritva says, what'll happen according to the Gemara's kasha? What does the Gemara want? The Gemara wants it to be after 3 years, that on the fourth year there should be a din of called the Olam Gofa. What after the fourth year it should go to the mouse?
So someone has a behemoth that goes three times.
Yes.
Can Bezdin force him to give a shmir and mukhlah before the fourth negita?
Yes, because it's no longer becheska shimur.
So you see a change immediately on the third time.
Yeah, but as far as that's a very good problem. Very good, good har. What happens after three times? It's no longer becheska shimur. It's no longer becheska shimur. But the din mu'ud is not there yet. Until it actually pays for. It's no longer. That's what the Gemara L'chaira holds. You say that's a good point. It's good. It's a bad. That's a very good point. Very good point. But the Gemara holds until the actual implementation of Nezek Shalim applies, and that applies only at the fourth Negicha, so that means it doesn't have Dine Mu'ad yet. Until the actual fourth Negicha, it doesn't have Dine Mu'ad yet. It doesn't have Dine Mu'ad then by the fourth year. Until you have the fourth year, you don't have it. Which means that according to the Gemara Baba Basra, not only does it tell you something about what a Cheskas Gemal Shanim is, it tells you something of how to deal with what a Shara Mu'ad is. If the Gemara in Yevamis, based on the din of Shara Mu'ad, all the other halachas of Katlanis, of Meitzavach, of Machmas Mila, and the dinim of Mominus, it must have understood the din of Shara Mu'ad differently than the din of Shara Mu'ad, the way it's understood according to the whole Chayusha. Because according to the whole Chayusha, the way Rav Rishayim learned, the din of Shara Mu'ad is not stam a din of Cheskes Gimel Panim, the way Tosfos learns. It's a din in changing the Shinuyim of Chazakis. That to change one Chazakah to the other, that's a din of three times, which even Rebbe could agree to. Which means it's a whole different thing. The way the Gemara and Yevamis, with the Gemara and Yevamis, is shtalling to the din of Shara Mu'ad to other dinim of Chazakis. It must be, it's just the Haichacha and the Metzius of what it takes to establish, to identify what the thing is, what a shar is, what is this family, what kind of an isha is she? Is she a katlanis or is she not a katlanis? The Gemara then asks the kasha, peladik the kasha. The Gemara says, Elamayata, now that you're learning it out from Shara Mu'ad, and we say that this is the chazakah of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, chazakah sheini matayna tehavi chazakah. Let a chazakah work even if there's no taina. Halacha tanan, why did we learn? Kol chazakah sheini mataina ain a chazakah. In order for the cheskas gimel shonim to work by the mazik, you need that he has to come with a taina. Comes with a taina, he can't say, I don't want a taina. Ain he writes a lashivcha. He can't even come with a vague taina. He has to come with a taina of zavante minach. It's clear cut that it belongs to me because I bought it from you. In which case, if you're learning it out from Shara Mu'ad, the Gemara says, why are you learning it out from Shara Mu'ad? Three times is magic. It does it. Puts it into a new matzah of chazakah. Why is it taina? Why is a taina relevant? Why is a taina relevant? Why is it an absolute prerequisite to have the taina? The Gemara answers no, because there has to be a taina. Without a taina, kol ozogi b'taina taima mayar meinan diyoma kerekamar hashta hashti yilo taina no litan lei. The whole point of the chazakah is to substantiate what he is saying. If he's not saying anything, then you can't, that there's no inyan of chazakah. Even when there's chazakah, and even when you learn it out from Shara Mu'ad, you can only use it to be ma'ilim, to give an alimus to a taina, to substantiate a taina. Without a taina, it can't work. Without a taina, it can't work. What does the Gemara mean, without a taina, it can't work? Pashit he could learn, because everything needs a taina. And therefore, without a taina, you don't use chazakas. No such concept of using mugzik chazakas without a taina. The Ran says the reason why it can't work unless you have a taina because it looks fishy. Because if he's not tiny when he should be tiny, it looks like he's lying. Well, otherwise, why didn't he taina? If he bought it in a legitimate way, why isn't he tiny? It looks like if there's a harama over here, and it looks like the mamzik is shikra, it looks like the whole thing itself is suspect, and that he doesn't have a right to be there.
He said on the Morikawa that he had a chazaka because he was there.
Yes, because he wasn't challenging anybody else. Therefore, when you see him,
it's only a taina when you're being challenged.
Well, only when you're being challenged. Right, when you're being challenged. When you're being challenged by him. The Marakama, there was no drara, right? There was no suffix that he had to go and challenge. There you saw him with it, that itself is sufficient. But over here he's being challenged and he has to defend himself against the challenge. And therefore, if he doesn't taina, then the whole thing, this whole mitzvah of being there is suspect. The whole thing looks like a harama, and therefore it's not going to be able to work. That's the chedusha, Aran, how the Ran says the pshat in the Gemara.
And that's so, like the Ran, how do you learn?
Well, maybe without the Ran, you could just say, we'll say the following. Say like this. We have a machlaikis. We'll start like this. We have a big machlaikis. What happens by metaltalim? Person comes and he says, oh, I'm a marakama on the watch. On a watch. and I have Edom, then I'm a Marakam and Ashpa. How about it? Without Edom, there's nothing to talk about. So we have a watch, and I have an Edom that I'm a Marakam on the watch. That watch you stole from me. It's my watch. The verse says, I have a chesed, chasoka, mashnachas, yadad, mashalo. I won't even dignify your kaina with a response. Ain't he writes a law, shit chadofa. I'm not going to answer you even. Does he? Who will Bezdin give the watch to? Who does Bezdin give the watch to? I'm not even going to dignify your taina with a response. I have the chazaka. I'm a mumzik. I don't have to answer you.
So according to the Ran, it's still the
So according to the Ran, yeah, it may be. The Tzais, the Nesivis, and there's a raya from a Ramban later on on Daf Mem Aleph. The Ramban holds, the Tzais holds, and the Nesivis holds that even there. He loses the case. You want to win it, you have to have a taina. Without a taina, you don't win. You have to substantiate their chazaka. You don't substantiate, you lose. We take it away from you, we give it to the marakama. You want to substantiate it, and you want to say, Avadi, you'll win. You have the chazaka of kama shtafas yadharam shalom, you have the cheskes koma. You don't want a taina to substantiate it, you don't win anything without a taina. Comes Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says, Metalklin. Metalklin, he can say, in a ritzel lashivcha. You don't have to answer him. Tell him, I don't want to answer you. I never tell a shivcha dafer. What will you do, Zakhtar Rabbeinu Yaina? We want him to be able to do that. We want him to answer the taina. And therefore, Mishamtin and Lay will put him in Nidui until he comes and he says a taina. But we can't take it away from him. After all, he has the chazak, he has a chazak. And we can't take it away from him if he has a chazak, even if he does not have a taina. The Ramban, there's Raya from a Ramban, because of time, I don't want to elaborate on the Ramban. But the Ramban holds that even by Metalklin you have to have a taina. He speaks it out later on in Memal if you need a taina. And that's how the Tzais and the Nesivis all hold that you have to have a taina. Rabbeinu Yaina comes. The Rabbeinu Yaina says, Havah pish l'ratza amecha l'hashiv al davar, l'ma maridin is hama'ara l'saycha. Let's say he's guzzly. Steveim kelim shein asayim lahashal lohaskir. Shein lo ratza nikva lahashiva davar. That if he doesn't want to answer, ein yardin lenechasav. What do? We don't go down, take it away from him. Ela kelim beches kaso. Umishamtin and lay at the kai bedina b'hadei. We just put him in nidui until he comes into a best. What's bothering me is the following: if even by metaltalin. Where the chazaka of metaltlin, he has the cheskes koma. The din is, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, that he doesn't need a taina. According to the Rabbeinu Yaina, he doesn't need a taina. No, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, be here. Rabbeinu Yaina holds, you don't need a taina. By metaltlin, you don't need a taina. We can hear very well, maybe by chazaka, by a kaka, you also shouldn't need a taina. Let's say I hold like the Tzais and the Sefas. Let's say I hold like the Rabbi. That even from a Talton you need a taina. What did the Makshin hold by Karka? Elameyata, you're learning it out from Sharamuad that there's a Chazaka that you have by Karka. Why do you need a taina? What do you mean? The Makshin held that if you're going to learn it out from Sharamuad, it's going to be a better Chazaka than a Talton? Even by a Talton you need a taina. Gemara thinks, what's the magic about Shara Mu'ud? That he has a muzik. Now he'll give him the he'll have a kayach of a muzik. But when does a muzik win? Muzik always wins with a taina. And the Gemara thinks over here, because you're a muzik, you should win without a taina. How can you be a win with a muzik without a taina by karka? If even by metalklin you need a muzik, you need a taina. Why are things, if you're learning it out from Shara Mu'ud, it's going to be better than the chazaka of the komash dachas yadarim shalom you have by metalklin? Why should it be better?
Maybe the din of Talmud is that according to Hamina, the din of Talmud would also be Matzah.
You mean the Shakl Tai that we have here by Shara Mu'ud? Cheskes Gimel Shanim is going to be a Shakl Tai by Metalklin also?
Yes.
Yeah. Chasam Min HaSeif. I thought you were going to ask Rabbi Kamager's Akashas.
They would have the same class.
Huh? There's no remiss to such that the Gemara has a shakla v'tari here, the gabei cheskas betaltalin. The shayla is only, what's the din, what's the status of cheskas karka if you need a tain or not? And there's no, the Gemara, there's no illusion over here to what the din is going to be in my betaltalin if you need a tain. Huh? The Gemara has a havamina by karka. The Gemara is made by Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara doesn't discuss what the din is by Metalklin if you need a Taino or not.
Right. What's that talking about, Metalklin?
What's that talking about? So Gemara must know there must be a basic premise. It must be axiomatic, right? Either by Metalklin you have a Taino, or by Metalklin you don't need a Taino. So what, according to the Rabbi, the Ramban, and all the Rishayna, it's axiomatic that by Metalklin you always need a Taino. Now, so what's the Gemara asking? Well, I ask you, if it comes out, you're telling me there's a chazaka by karka. It should come out that you shouldn't need a taina. Why? It's going to be any better than metaltalin. How can it be better than metaltalin? The Gemara of Shakabatari is not going to be to explain.
That the person's watching somebody else in his field and he doesn't say anything to me.
So if you learn like Taisvis, maybe.
That's what he says.
But if you learn, let's say, like all the other Rishonim, you learn, let's say, like the other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all learn the Gemara this way. If you learn like that, and they learn that, so then the whole thing you're dealing with is a Kech HaMuzik. Kech HaMuzik, so it always needs a Taina. The Gemara thinks over here it doesn't need a Taina. Why shouldn't it need a Taina? That's A. B, let's take the way the Ran learned the Maskanis HaGemara. The Ran learned the Maskanis HaGemara. Why is it that you need a Taina? Because without a Taina, it looks fishy. It's a Haram. Hash the hilo tan danon tan in like from the fact if you really belong to you, why didn't you come with a tiny? You should have said you put it. Elamai, you didn't want to say because you're afraid Adam are going to come and they're going to disprove you. And therefore, it looks like you're lying. So, which means that according to the Ran, Pella, that you think, according to the Ran, it means the whole reason that you need a tiny is because if you don't have a tiny, it looks like you're being mashaker. But that's a Pella. Because let's say, for example, the Magzik dies and it goes to his Yarshim. Everybody, we just had the Gemara in Layachpar, on Chav Gimel. What happens if the Magzik dies and it goes to the Yarshim? The Cheskes Gimel Shana.
Then we got
Taninim. Then we say Taninim. What do you need Taninim for? What do you need Taninim? What's Taninim? Taninim is Psach Bicha Le'ilan. It means that if they're in a matzav, that they're not able to taina. Bez we make a takana and bez and taina is on their behalf. According to the Ran, why do you have to say tainim for? Really, you should get it by Gimel Shonim. The only reason why you need a taina is to offset the negative side that we have, because it looks like you're being mishaker. By Yarshim, you don't have a reason to say you're being mishaker. That doesn't nothing look funny. How do they know what happened by the father? So why would you have to go into the din of tainina? Why would you need the din of tainina? But the Gemara says later on, by Lekuchas, we have the same thing by Lekuchas. You'll have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, and the Lekeach doesn't know what the history of the Karka is. By Lekeach, the din is, also there's a din of Taninan. You think, what do you have to go with the Taninan? You have a Lekeach that had it for 3 years. And he doesn't know the history, nor should he know the history. And Avol Bikain, you're going to give it to him. Why? You give it to him because of a din of Taninan. According to the Ran, why would you have to come on Bechlal to the din of Taninim?
Maybe that's what the Ran holds the din of Taninim is. Taninim means you just say that he sold it to him. You don't have to have a proof that he sold it to him. And if you don't have half.
No, that's not Psach Bicha Le'ilim. According to the Ran, you won't need Taninim for that. According to the Ran, sometimes you say Taninim, sometimes you don't. It's not. Taninim means you supply him with a Taninim. You have to taina. That's a kayach of taina that Bezdin provides a taina for the person. Because if you don't need a taina, the only reason why you need a taina is because without that it looks fishy. So what do you need a taina for? In places where it doesn't look fishy. Dalmayacha taina. Dalmayacha taina. You don't need that. Or, let's say like this. The Malzik will say to the Marakama, the Gemara says later, the Malzik says to the Marakama, Tavant, you know why I have it for 3 years? Zavanti mi Pliny. I bought it from Pliny, the Zavna Minach, who bought it from you. Now, let's say a Malzik says, I bought the Karka, and I have it for 3 years. because I bought it from Reuven, who bought it from you. The Marakama says, how do you know he bought it from me? I never sold it to Reuven, he sold it to you. He sold you stolen goods. I never sold it to Reuven. He says, I didn't know that. I believed him. There, Reisa. And he said, I found to be plenty to sell. No, I believed him. Maybe I'm naive, I shouldn't have believed him. But that's the reason I have it. I bought it from Reuven. And Reuven says that I bought it from you. Is there a Reisa on the Taina of the Malzik? No Reisa on there. And therefore, according to the Ran Svara, that the only reason why he needs a Taina is only because of the Reisa. Here you don't have a Reisa. And what is the din over there? He doesn't have a Chazaka. He doesn't get the Chazaka because it's a Chazaka Sheni Mataina. The only way he'll get it is only if he says, Zavanti mi plaini de zavna mi nach kamoi didi. And I know that he was telling the truth because I saw him buy it from you. But if I don't say, I saw him buy it from you, the din is that I lose it. Why? Because it's Chazaka Sheni Mataina. According to the Ran, why should I lose it? How'd the Ran learn all these Gemaras? And also, what was the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara asked? That the Gemara asks, Alamayata, Chazaki, Shady, Mataina, it should work. What do you mean it should work? Why should it be any different than Metalklin? By Metalklin, you always need a Taina. And by Metalklin, you need a Taina. So over here also, you should need a Taina. Lani's Daiti, they lemon him, Frekmana. Kasha is according to the Ramban, he's fair. Shleime is kind of the Bracha, yes, a Kasha from the Gemara and Suvis. Another Kasha according to the Ramban. Lani's Daiti, the Pshat here is. There is no machlekes between the Ramban and Rabbi Yaina. And the Gemara is, where the Gemara said there's a din of Taninan, is very good according to the Ran also. Everyone agrees. What we're dealing with over here is a whole different topic. When we're talking about whether you need a Taina or not, when Rabbi Yaina says you need a Taina, when the Tzais and the Sivis, when the Ramban says that you need a Taina, what they're dealing with is a whole different concept. If a din tyra comes into Bezdin, and a nidain, and a one of the tayin, a nayin says, I'm not interested in tayining. Any rights of Lashif Chadavar. Bezdin says, Azay, you can never win a case unless you come with a tayin. There's a din of tayin and nitan. A tayin has the tayin, and a nitan has the tayin if I care. Bezdin is never going to paskin for the benefit of a tayin or a nitan. If he's tiny, can neged someone who does not have a tiny. He can't tiny. He can't pass on a din tyra. A din tyra is, your bezdin is machriya. Who has, what is a din tyra? Who has the superior tina and who has the inferior tina? If you want to win a case, it takes two to tina. The tayin and the nita. If one of them is not tiny, say, I'm not interested in tiny. Anyway, it's a l'shikha dafer. Maybe put him in nidui. Till he tines, but you can't paskin for the benefit of one without the other one coming back with a tina. But there, what Rabbeinu Yaina is coming to say is, Avada, before the case comes into Bezdin, where Bezdin is going to go and be machlit, that the din is vadai, like one or the as opposed to the other. What do they do in that case before it comes into Bezdin when one says, any rights Allah Hashivcha? The paskin that Avada belongs to one, you can't. Because that's Kenegin. What the Psak Bezdin is, that they paskin for a Tayin, Kenegin, and Nitan, or a Nitan, Kenegin, a Tayin. Zot Rabbeinu Yaina, if the question comes up by Metaltalin, and the one that's a Muzik in the Metaltalin says, Eini writes a La Shivcha, Bezdin says, he can't win the case. He can't win the Psak, a Psak Bezdin, he will not get. But therefore what? You're going to take it away from him and give it to the other one? He has the Cheskes Kolma. Can't take it away from someone that has the Cheskes Kolma. You want to know whether we paskin that it's his? Absolutely not. Zok Trabediyana, what do? We put him in Chayra, put him in Nidui, until he comes to Bezin where we can paskin. But until that time, what'll happen? Until that time, we'll leave him with the Metalklin. After all, he has the Cheskes Kolma. What do we do by Karka? By Karka, the klal is Karka is becheskas mar is becheskas the mara kaima becheskas baaleha kaima until proven otherwise. How is it proven otherwise? With a cheskas gimel shanim, with a taina. If you don't have cheskas gimel shanim, and you don't have a taina, the karkas becheskas ba'aleha kaima. And even if he will come with a tiny ain, he writes a lahashivcha. Who do we see as having the chazaka of the karka? The marakama. By him, we're not going to go put him in nidui until he comes into Bezdin, until he comes into Bezdin and he submits a taina. By him, we'll take it away from him and give it to the Bailam, because Kozman, that we don't have a taina. And the cheskas gibel shonim on the part of the mauzik, we see it becheskas marakama. We said it there. It's becheskas ba'aleh kaima. That's
tell you otherwise?
That's the Gemara's kasha. Break the Gemara. By Sharamua, the din is. The Gemara says, Bishla, by Sharamua, three times is mafkiyit from the previous cheskas. Over here, why don't we say that the cheskas, the 3 years in itself, will make the karka just like metalklin, and it'll be kaima, and even before it comes into a din taira. And he comes without a taina, and he writes a lahashivcha. We should leave it by him like we leave metaltalin by him, and not take it away and give it to the marakama. Even if we'll learn, like the shita of the Ramban, even if we'll learn, like the Ksais and the Sivis, that you have a taina, avadi, you have to have a taina. For what? For the Psak Bezdin. You're not going to win in Psak Bezdin unless you have a taina. But let's say, you're Vadia, but let's say it's a question before it comes into Bezdin, before Bezdin is ready to issue the Psak. What will happen there by Metaltalin according to the Ksais and the Sivis and the Ramban? Over there, well, we're still not going to take it away. We won't have a Paskin like that, but we're still not going to take it away. By Karka, we take it away. Why do we take it away from Karka? Let the Uftu, let the Limud from Sharmuit say that we should look at Karka like Metaltalin. So up the Gemara, until you have a taina, if you don't have a taina, you have nothing by karka. And therefore, the cheskes kolma that you have by metalklin, you don't have by karka. Kolzman, that we don't have the taina, we see the karka as always being the cheskes ba'alel. Comes the Ran. The Ran says this. Avada, let's say the case comes into Bezdin. And there are yarshim, or the kuchas, or in the mao, or the mouse that comes and he says, you know how I got it? I'll tell you exactly how I got it. So Avanti be plenty disotna minach. I didn't say kamay didi, but I know I'm telling you the way I see it. I believed him. Maybe I shouldn't have believed him. So Avanti be plenty disotna minach. That's not a good taina. But that's all I have to say. I'm not trying to say I'm not tining a besan. That is my taina. When the shracha taina, you can't win with us at taina. You can't win us at taina. The psak bezdin will be for the marakam and not for him. The Psak Bezdin there will be for the Marakama, not for him. That's a Shvacha Taina. But let's say before you come into the Karka, before you come into Bezdin, and you say, Eini Reitzel L'Hashivcha, there, what's Bezdin going to do? There, they're going to take it away from you, and they're going to give it to the Marakama, because it looks like you're lying. Let's say it would be a case where it didn't look like you're lying. What would happen then? If it did not look like you're lying, then in a chanami, before it came into Bezdin, they would not take it away from you, but they wouldn't paskin it's yours. What would they do? If they're going to come and they're going to paskin that it's vada yours, for that they're going to have to come in to a Bezdin. They might put you in nidui, but you're going to have to actually paskin that it's yours. They're going to have to come into Bezdin. Either say a good taina, or if you'll say a taina, that's a shvacha taina, then they'll take it away. The deal that we have here is where he doesn't want to answer a taina. What's the reason that we take it away from the mazik and we give it to the marakama, where he doesn't want to come with a taina? For that comes around and he says, because it's Metzik a Shikra, it looks like they think the whole thing is only a Harama. If it's a Harama, we don't take it away. Let's say it wouldn't be a Harama, then we would say like they over here, like we would say by Metalklin. You say any right to Lash Shikra. Let's say it wouldn't be a case where it would look like a Harama. The Ran would say, in that case, so we would leave it by the Mausik until they come into Bezdin. And what will we do to make sure they come into Bezdin? Maybe we'll put them in Nidui. And then what will happen when it comes into Bezdin? Then you're going to have to really come with a taina. Let's say you won't come with a good taina and there won't be a merzik shikra. Now, how do you lose? You'll lose even without the reason of merzik shikra. Merzik shikra or the reyesa that it looks like you have is only a reason not to take it away from you, or a reason to take it away from you before you come into Bezdin. If you came into Bezdin and you're on Bezdin, it's only by the psak, and you're saying, all right, touche, I'm ready to taina. What's my taina? Bizarre, bloody, but it's not enough. And I don't. And the president says that's not good enough. That you can't, that's not a winning taina. It's not a winning taina. It's up to Rana. How do you give it to the Marakama? So such case, how do you give it to the Marakama?
So how are you answering why you need taininan?
That's why you need taininan. You'll need taininan because without taininan, you can't win the psak once it comes into Bezda.
So don't win the psak. Just stay down.
No, but that already can't, because once it comes, there comes a time that Bezda has to paskin it. And
why?
You can't leave it in limbo with any rights of Lashiv Chadavar. You can't. It comes the time Bezin has to paskin. You want to go and push us off with any rights of Lashiv Chadavar? Fine, we'll do what we can to try and get it into Bezin. Because Mishantin or whatever other halachas. But if you're coming into Bezin already, and they're Yarshim, or the Lakuchas, or you're saying that Zabanti Biplani Dizot Naminach, Ben says, this is where we're headed. There's no tomorrow.
Metalkin, you don't mind doing that, right? And Metalkin, you'll say, keep it in the Rishus of the Masik, and unless you put him in Nidli,
but even then it wouldn't be. Again, let's say it'd be by Metalkin, by the Kuchas, or something like that. Also, what you need? You'll need, in that case also, what will happen? You'd also need a Taninan, could be. I mean, it'll depend by Metalkla. By Metalkla, what will happen after it comes to the Din Torah or before?
Before. He says, I don't want to go to the Din Torah. I'm a
Muxa. according to the Ramban, what will happen then? I'm going to, let's say, like the Rabbeinu Yoina. Like the way the Rabbeinu Yoina learns, you would leave it by the Muxa. You would leave it by the Muxa.
And the same thing by Karka.
No, you wouldn't. Because Rabbeinu Yoina, that was the Gemara's kasha. In the end, but the Gemara itself was asking the kasha. The Gemara thought the karka should be just like metaltla. The Gemara in the Maskada says that it's not like metaltla. And yeah, because by karka is becheskes baleil kaima, and therefore you're going to have to come onto a taina. But let's say once it comes into Bezdin already, the Arshim say, the Lakuchas say, we don't know anything. We're not trying to push Bezdin off. This is what with our matzah. We don't know what to say. Ben said, you don't know what to say. There's no reason you should know what to say. How do you know what happened to business affairs of your father? Bezin says, there's only one way you Yarshim could win in the ultimate psaka Bezin. With a taina. And you're right, you can't taina. We'll taina for you, the din taninan. Therefore, there's a din of taninan over there. Let's say, before it came to what's holding by the ultimate psak. Before it's holding by the ultimate psak, anyway, we don't take it away. There's no machlekes between the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rabban. The way we're saying, Shalom Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about one thing, the Rabban is talking about another thing. So the Sivis are talking, and the Gemara Shaklavatari of the Gemara is Kamin Chaimer. If you learn the way they're learning, we're asking, what do you mean? The Gemara is asking, how can it be better than Metalkin? It's Hakana better than Metalkin.
And they need the Ram for what? What do I need the Ram that Nefsi
Kashikra? To read the Ram, because before, that is how the Ram learns it. Because before it comes into Bezin, where they're not holding yet by Paskening, over there, what's the reason that we take the Kaka away from him and we give it to the Marakama? Whereas by the Talklum, we don't do that? So there, because of Nefsi Kashikra. And let's say it wouldn't be from Nefsi Kashikra, then we would leave it by him.
So, Mashenkin, if it would be a case of planning of into Zalimdach, he would also have to leave it by him.
Same thing. Yeah, so there, what will be over there? We would have to leave it by him. So why don't we leave it by him? Only because it's not a taina. At the end, what do you expect? We can't paskin him a psak bezdin based on Savan Lendi himself naminach. There, that is your taina. In the end, he's not trying to trace a cup. Over there, he's trying. That's my only taina. Bezdin says, that's your taina. But it's not a winning taina. It's not a winning taina. We take it away. You don't.
Until he goes to Bezdin. Then we have Marakama.
Yeah, but that is, there is no before and after. You have the Marakama before he goes to Bezin and after he goes to Bezin. So you're going to lose no matter what. You don't have anything legitimate to say, according to this. What?
If the first guy that said, I bought it from you, that's a Hayesh. That's a correct.
If the.
The first guy who hasn't put a Hazok, if he says, I bought it from you.
If he says, Avante Minoch, that's a winning Taina.
Why Why is the second guy, why is that? He says, I bought it from...
Oh, because he doesn't know whether the first one bought it. He says, I'm coming, Mikayak the second one. I'm the third one, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm coming, Mikayak the middle one.
Right.
Now, do I know whether he's telling me the truth or not? That's not a good time. I don't know whether he's telling me the truth or not. If I can't come into Besen and say, I am entitled to it, for me, that's not a taina. Because I don't know. I'm subject. I'm all told me totally with the first. With the first. Second one is not here anymore. He says, I bought it from Ruben. Who and how do you know what happened with Ruben? He says, I don't know. I only know what Ruben told me. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Unless I say I know it's true. So Avanti be plenty to sudden I'm enough. Which brings us really to another thing. Huh?
Just don't forget something.
What?
Don't forget something.
Getting rolling, just getting started.
what about now?
I mean, it's that one. All right, I see. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to be Mikatsa. Let me just bring out one thing over here. Rashi in the Mishnah tells us some of maybe. It depends. Maybe it's that if it bothers you, emotionally. It bothers you or not. Rashi says, what's the case? The person comes and he says, when we talk about the din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, the Rashi says, B'imelzik v'ashal Hashanim, ain't tzarek lehavi shtar mechira. He doesn't have to bring a shtar mechira. And if Bailam come into Remeir and they said that we're entitled to it, you're not entitled to it. He comes, Aymer, you sold it to me, v'yavad shtari. I lost my shtar. What's he bringing that in for over here? But he has to elaborate with Avad Shtari. Let's say he said, Karkas nikta b'kesev shtar chazaka. I put it with kesev or chazaka. Never had a shtar. It belongs to me. I was here for 3 years. It was mine. And I did. The transaction was done with kesev and chazaka. We, the mice, never bothered writing up a shtar anyway. But I'm here. I bought it with kesev. I bought it with chazaka. And I never had a shtar. Would he have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim or would he not have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim?
He would.
What?
He would.
I think maybe he should. Maybe he should. The Gemara says in this case that we gave, Zavanti mi plaini de zavna minach kamay didi. I mean, I'm coming to be Mikatsar. Really, I would have gone out. I'm going veering away from the whole Chayushin. But I wanted to bring out one Nakuda just of laying as a hakdama to the parent. If a person comes with a taina, if he has 3 years, Avanti mi plaini de zavna minach, I bought it from Ruvain, but kamay didi, I know that Ruvain bought it, and because I was there and I saw it. So what does he have? He has a cheskes gimel shanim, and he has a good taina. And the Gemara says, why is it that he's Neman to come and taina that taina? Because he has a migu. He has a migu. He could have said that I bought it from you. He didn't have to say that I bought it from Pliny, he bought it from you. He could have said, Zavante Minokas, I bought it from you. Frank Rib Kibanger, Frank Dick Zeiss. Why does he need a migu for? Why does he wins because it's Hasoka Sheshima taina? Zunker Kibanger, Zunker Dick Zeiss. The Gemara doesn't really mean migu. Slav dafkin amigo. The reason why he wins is because it's a chazaka sheshi
matayna. He had it 3 years. The third person had.
Yes, third person has 3 years. And there, the Gemara itself, we could learn like that, made like Rav Kivaga. But it's clear from the Rashbam, Umem Zayin, he did not learn like that. Taisus, we have a Taisus on Daf Lamed, who clearly learned that it was amigo. Taisus makes nafkaminas because an amigo. There's a Taisus on Daf Lamed Beis, who clearly learns that it's a migu. Taisvis takes the Gemara Kipshuta that Amara means migu. In which case, the Pella Otsu, why does that Gemara need migu? Why does it not? Why don't you just win because of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, because of a Chazaka Sheishi Matayna? Just get to the point that I wanted to bring out. Gemara says, what's the reason in the bottom line why you win with a Chazaka? In the Maskana, where we come out not like the Holcheyusha. It might even apply like the Holcheyusha. But the Gemara says, because Klas Shani Mizdarinish Mishtara. In the end, why do you win with a Chazaka? Because you're only expected to hold the Shtar for 3 years. After 3 years, you're not expected to hold on to your star. And therefore, after 3 years, you win. So everybody's bothered by it. That's only a reason to say that if you don't have a star, there's no reyesa. But it's not a positive reason to give it to you. So some Rishonim learn, yeah, from the fact that he didn't make the macha till he waited, well, you're not going to have the star, is a simon that he's lying. Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina. The Ramban says, I'm sure in the coming weeks, people are going to come, they'll talk maybe about the Shita, the Ramban, later on in Membeis, where the Ramban says that really you should have gotten it even by the first year. And the only reason why you didn't get it by the first year, let's say it come in the second year. We don't have it because it'll be a Reyesa, because it could come of Akrishtarcha. And then there's another way. It's the Rosh is Mashma, that it's time a pure Takunas Chachamim, that Bibal people are not, it's not the derech for people to hold their shtaris after 3 years. The Rabbanan gave a certain amount of time that a Marakama will be able to taina. If he doesn't taina, and it's see the Asir Anashe, it's his own fault. Tysus later on, and Daf Mem Levais Tysus learns like that. The Rosh learns like that. Tysus and Bab Metzia, and Daf Kuf Yud, and Parakamakabel learns like that. There are different ways to learn the Maskana Sagmara. But the bottom line is, after 3 years, no matter which Rishonim we learn it, why is it that a person gets the kaka after 3 years? What's there? It's 3 years, 5 years, 2 years. Because yes, sir, mitlash shani lo mizdar inish mishtara. You're until 3 years, you have an excuse. Until here, through 3 years, you don't have an excuse that you don't have a shtar. After 3 years, you have an excuse that you don't have your shtar. Okay. What about the flafid varai? I never had a shtar. The reasons for you to give it to me after 3 years, as opposed to coming after 2 years, they don't apply to me. Because Lidvarai, I never had a shtar. Lidvarai, maybe for whatever reason, I did not have the shtar mechira. Oh, Lidvarecha, you never had the shtar mechira? For you, the reason of Tla Shadim El Mizdar Inish Mishtara doesn't apply. Then you don't deserve a chesvaka b'cheskes gimel shonim. The whole reason you're giving it to me is because I have an excuse of avat shtari. But if I taina, I never had a shtar. So it means you never had a shtar. Litvarecha, the whole basis of b'cheskes abatim is not true. But let's say I could have said that I lost my shtar. Because I could have said that zavante minoch and I lost the shtar. Then you could be believed by coming to saying that I really am entitled to it, even though I never had a star, because if I wanted to, I could have said that I had a star, and therefore I'll be believed in Amigo. Then you could be believed. According to this, Zavanti mi plaini di zavna minach kamay didi does not win with a chazaka sheshi mataina alone, but it's a chazaka sheshi mataina that works in tandem with the fact that I have a migu. I could have said Zavanti Minoch and I lost the shtar. Without the migu, you can't give it to me out chazaka. With the whole basis of the chazaka is only because of the fact that Plashani Mizdar Inish Mishtara. And I'm saying that you're coming to me after 4 years. You say, wait a minute, I got rid of my shtar because I only kept it for 3 years. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I never had the star. You never had the star. Then the whole din that Chazal gave you the karka doesn't apply to you. He says, yeah, but I have the migu. I could have said that I had the star. I could have said that I lost the star. That's why in all these cases it'll come out that you need a migu. Huh? Chumash. We look at Yisro, and we have to look at one personality in Chumash that's really the paradigm, the one that's Meiser Nefesh for Torah. We think we'd have to come on to Yisro. We'd have to pick Yisro. Yisro is the one who has covered Malachim in Midian. Yisro has everything, Gantz Olam Hazeh, that a person could have. And he chucks it all, abdicates everything that he had, and he comes to join Klal Yisrael in the Midbar to go learn Torah, to go and to stigmatize himself, that he's a newcomer, a ger, to join a people that are not going to be comfortable with him. He's not going to be comfortable with them. He could have remained where he was, and he comes to do it, l'man ha'emes, to become an Eved Hashem. Not only that, he comes for a very short time, because like Rashi tells us, we have Machlekes Rashi here in Parshas Yisro, Kneged Ramban and Baal Oiska. Where was he for the last 39 years when the Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar? Rashi says he went back to Midian. He went, Baishai said, Rashi says that he went back to Midian. We don't find that he ever came back. The Ramban says that he came back. You only find them coming back by the Bnei Keni, coming in when Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, by Doishna Shayaricha, where they yarshin the lushest, most fertile grounds of Eretz Yisrael, by the Bnei Keni. And until then, Yisrael, where was he for the last 39 years? And by the way, we find that the Bnei Keni came by what they did. They came by it honestly, from Yerusha, from the Zayde Yisrael. What did they do? They came into Eretz Yisrael, and they were given a territory in Eretz Yisrael, Doishna Shal Yerichai, and what did they do? Doishna Shal Yerichai means the most fertile lands of Eretz Yisrael, the luscious grounds of Eretz Yisrael. What did they do? They hear there's a shofet by the name of Asniel ben Kenaz, who's going and is giving over Teresh Baal Peh in a midbar, and they leave Doishna Shal Yerichai to go and join, that they should be able to hear Divrei Torah from Asniel ben Kenaz. Where they get muster up such keiches to be able to go ahead and do such a thing, such mesiras nefesh. They got it from the Zayde, Yisrael, the chinuch that they had. And afal pikein, the paradigm of mesiras nefesh for learning Torah Yisrael, we find in Parshas Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu gives them teichacha kla Yisrael. Says what? Nabal ti, Yisrael came up in an eitzah. Noble Tibel, Gamata Gamma Mazea Sherimach, and they came up with a system of lower courts. Sounds like a great idea. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, horrible idea. And you went for it. In the beginning of Parshas Dvarim. And Rashi, like Rashi says, you should have said, Mimi no Elilmite, who is it better to learn Torah from? Mimcha o mitalmidcha, mimenu derf, from Moshe Rabbeinu or from the Talmidim. You should have learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. To agree to such a horrendous suggestion, to learn Torah, to have a system of lower courts, the anathema to what it means to be what Moshe Rabbeinu means, that Moshe Rabbeinu is mekabel Torah from the Rabbeinu Shlom Mipi Agvur. And if we would look, take a survey around the room, and we would say, all right, so Moshe Rabbeinu has a taina. Why is it better to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu than from his Talmidim? So what would we say? We'd come up probably with all kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons that we would have. Matas, what reason could you have to come up and what the reason, what to come, what a good reason? Because he knew it better. He's mekabel directly to Piyag Vur.
Purer.
What else? Maybe because he knew it better. Maybe the Kedusha, maybe that was infused in it, was better. He should be able to give it over. And of course, maybe hold the Hasbara, maybe he'd give it over. Or else for Sayim, but maybe in the Hasbara of it, he would give it better. Rashi says none of this. Rashi says, Mimina Lilmoid, Mimcha O Mitalmidcha. You are mitzdayer when you are mekabel the Torah. Lechem le'achalti, mayim le'shasisi. 40 days and 40 nights of mesiras nefesh. That's what makes you the paragon of what it means to be a Rebbe for Klal Yisrael. Not because of how well you knew it. Not because of your hasbara. Not because of your mesiras nefesh, not because of anything, any of these reasons, not because of your kedusha, nothing, not because your mamish once sat next to the kisei hakavod. You were kind of the tyrant, mitzech mesiras nefesh up tsar, but fasting, lachem la'achal t'mayim l'shasisi. You gave up mamish and begged mamish to get off cranking to be able to go, and the mesiras nefesh and the kaiches that you had to give in order to learn it. That's what it means to have a kinyan atayrim. And when they have it, and the Taino and Klal Yisrael is when there is a person that has Zak Kinyan that came mitech such tzar that to learn Torah from that person, that's the criterion for establishing who's the one that's right to be the Malamed Torah Le'am Yisrael. So we shail of choosing a Rebbe for Talmidim, for children, they'll get the one that's Meiser Nefesh Mamish, that is Mitzar, what it means from them, and he's willing to give every last eek to eek out, every last ounce of strength and energy from him. And thus the one, that's the criterion for who's the ideal Rebbe. Again, I wanted to say again to thank Rabbi Kaplitz again. So Hama Graser for Shlema, and he should be many years of Avatzas Torah.
Amen. Okay.